Blog Talk Radio.
Censoring is out of the question. If you understand me.
Oh, man.
But I shall not cast the first stone. I shall turn the other cheek like that man Jesus did.
Oh, man. That guy that everybody's calling the Messiah.
Yep. Well, I mean, he's my Messiah. He's not your Messiah.
Well, my Messiah.
Whatever. Your what?
My Messiah is this rum I got in this glass.
Oh. Well, what's Messiah brand?
I think it's... Not rum, I'm sorry. This is... I think it's McCormick or something. It's like a half gallon of...
Oh, it's white trash juice. Is that what you're saying?
It's fun.
Ryan, you are breaking up, man.
What'd you say?
I said you were breaking up, yeah?
I was breaking up?
Yeah, when I said it was white trash juice, you started breaking up like he's white trash or something.
you gotta dilute the hell out of it, because you can't drink it. That's hungry, because it's so harsh. Like, man, that'll curl the socks on your toes. And I gotta be careful how much I have.
Yeah, you might wake up in the gay bar.
Yeah.
With your butthole sore.
Well, you know, back in North Carolina, you know, thousands of women can't be wrong going into bars, you know, dressed all slutty and everything, trying to get free drinks, and they don't. You know, they don't let it go any further than that. It pissed a bunch of guys off, but you know what? I will say it works because back in Carolina, I used to do the same thing. I'd go into a gay bar. It was called Jack's. It was owned by this lesbian named Ann, and how me and Ann actually got caught when she kicked me in the nuts because I was kicking a pool table because it took my money, and I was drunk as hell, and she came up, kicked me in the nuts. She goes, "How do you like it?" And I was like, oh, fuck.
I'd be like, the difference is it's wood and I have feelings.
But me and Ann became friends after that. She'd always have me eat, she'd always make me drinks and stuff. And, you know, I used to hang out in this gay bar, and I'd have dudes come up to me and buy me drinks, and I'd chat with them, and then I'd tell them about my girlfriend, and they'd walk away. But I'd get a free drink at a point. You know, I'd pour it out until I got that free drink, but we're not holding it out. I just kind of, you know, play the flirtatious, like, hey, you said that. No, I'm kidding. But, but this one time, a buddy to come down and sit in the back, you know, drinking a beer, and All of a sudden, this trans guy came up to me. And I'm going to call it an it because I didn't know what the hell it was. And this transvestite, or transsexual or whatever,
transvestite for transsexual, okay.
Yeah, but it comes up to me and it starts being all, you know, flirtatious, telling me how sexy I am and stuff, and I'm just saying, yep, and drinking my beer. And after about 5 minutes of this thing trying, it finally goes, and this is exactly how it sounded. I'm not making this up. What's wrong, sweetheart? You're not in girls? And I was like, and this is the only time in my life I've ever used this line to get out of something. But I said, I'm gay. And it goes, oh, well, too bad I'm not pre-op. I'm like,
you hang out with some strange people.
Marion says she can't hear me. Can you hear me now, Marion?
I can hear you now.
Marion,
I had to go in the closet.
Oh, man. So what's your week been like, brother?
Oh, you know, same old shit, different day.
Yeah, of course.
I'm going outside to see if I can hear you a little bit better. Taking the
demons messing with our signal.
Yeah, damn demons.
Well,
damn aliens.
Yeah, any slut. You had told me earlier this week a funny story about your son.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Where I'm standing in the kitchen, and I brought up how he brings up how the size of his dick just out of nowhere.
No, hold up. You gotta tell the story as it is. You gotta tell. Yeah. Okay. How old is your son?
He's 11.
All right.
Yeah.
Like
so
it.
He's standing in the kitchen and he walks up, and he's. You know, has a real strange look on his face, and somehow he gets talking about his pecker. And he's like, "Dad, it's so small," and he's like really freaking out about the size of it. And like, I'm like, "Just play with it; it'll get bigger." And he looked at me seriously. He goes, "No, I'm being serious." It's like, he goes, "Yours is so big. When you walk around in your underwear, it flops back and forth." And folks, I'm telling you, I'm not hung, okay? I'm not small, but I'm not fucking, I'm not huge either, okay? But he was so just devastated, I had to explain to him, I was like, you're still little, it'll pop out, you'll be just fine.
It'll pop out.
He says, your balls will drop soon, you'll be all right. And then he was okay with it. It was hilarious, it really was.
You know, okay, all right, this kind of a little personal story. This is actually kind of funny, actually, how I found out about masturbation. I didn't even know what puberty was or what masturbation was. All I knew was I had my underwear on, and I was sitting there just kind of rubbing up and down, you know, just putting pressure on it. And I was like, this feels good. All of a sudden, I felt that oh, feeling, and I was like, it was like my head started pulsating. I'm like, what is this magic? And I was like, okay, if I rub it myself, it feels good. I wonder if I rubbed it on the dryer. I actually held myself up on the dryer and rubbed my wiener on the dryer. And I was like, oh. So the dryer was obviously my first lover.
Yeah, well, after I got sick of using my hand and conditioner, because my mom would always ask me why the conditioner would run out, and we're talking about when I'm about 14.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, why are you always running out of conditioner? Baby. And she's like, why are you always running out of conditioner before you do shampoo? And, of course, I'm not going to tell her, you know. So after that, I hope she's not listening. Anyway, so after that, I found out she used to have this back vibrator, right? So,
oh, God, no.
So I took it and I put it on the head of my dick and turned it on. I found my new friend, bro, for a while. It was
Are
crazy.
Are you kidding me?
It vibrated, dude. It felt kind of good. And then I got kind of desensitized to that, and I had to go to, like, you know, like,
Marion said she's listening to us, but she can't hear us.
Tell her to turn it up.
Hold on, I'm going to listen to the... What?
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, hello?
This is Pirate Radio.
Can you hear me?
Oh, it's just fine.
Yeah, I know. What the heck are you talking about? I just listen to myself, and I can hear myself just fine. It's got a little bit of a delay, but...
Tell her I said ooh la la, ooh la la.
You know, before Scary Movie came out and everything, you remember that movie where Officer Doofy was playing with his vacuum cleaner?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I remember when my penis was small enough to fit in the vacuum cleaner. I did it in the vacuum cleaner a couple of times, you know.
You didn't turn it on, did you? That
yeah.
hurts. I tried that once. That hurts like a motherfucker.
No. Maybe you were too small. The vibrations were.
No, dude. It tried to suck my junk or my guts right through my pipe, dude.
Well, you must have had one. Well, I didn't even use a shop vac.
it was a rainbow vac. Oh shit, that was my mom's too. You're gonna fucking kill me. No, hey, listen to this, okay? A school rule, compliment only.
Oh shit!
See if Marion understood what I said.
Okay, she hasn't said anything, but yeah. No, the vacuum cleaner was perfect. It can make your penis go...
Well, yeah, if it's small enough, it goes back and forth. Mine got stuck. Yeah, it got stuck in it, and it was like... You know, you hear... And you even put it in, it's like...
Bob, I'm not talking about last year. I'm talking about I did this when I was a kid. Now, I understand your sex life is slim to none, but...
What do you mean last year? This was like 10 minutes ago. What the fuck are you talking about?
Did you know that when I was a little kid, like, you know, my girlfriend's always joking with me, asking if I'm part Jewish or something like that, because of my nose. But the way I spend money, but like when I was a little kid, my mom was actually scared that my penis was not going to grow because I got to like 7-8 years old and it was still apparently just a little, laser pointer. And she told me this word for word verbatim. I'm not making this up. She actually wanted to send me to the doctor to figure out what was wrong with my penis because it was not growing.
So I put that away. It's blinded me. Yeah? That's a laser pointer. Did Marion ever answer me?
Oh,
in
she
French?
Didn't.
Oh, Shally. I'm on
maybe,
that knee.
Maybe her French internet connection surrendered.
France? La France? I'm actually learning French because she's my friend and she knows French. Seriously, that's the reason I'm learning French.
You want to bone her, don't you, dude?
No, I don't. I'm married. She's my friend, though. I would like to meet her someday. Seriously. When I go to France, I'm going to stop by and say, what's up?
She says she can hear you, but she can't hear me.
She doesn't like you.
Apparently
she thinks
not.
She thinks you're a fucking wanker.
Marion, okay. You say you can't hear me, but I'm going to say this. France sucks. Let's see if she hears that. France sucks.
I know a guy named France, and he does suck. Not really. That'd be gay. Actually, it's not gay unless you push back.
Oh, my goodness. So, I was over at my girlfriend's parents' house, and her dad was pulled up from Ham Hocks, and I was like, what the fuck? You know, I was like, that's, you know, just like how black people eat chitlins and everything like that. I thought it was just like
pickled pig feet.
Yeah, yeah. I just figured it was a strictly black person thing. And he, first off, he puts it directly on the burners of the stove top. Because he said that he had to burn off the extra hair that was on it. And that was my
that's
first...
That's nasty.
And that was...
Oh, my God. That's nasty. Yeah, if you get them young enough, you don't have to worry about that.
You know, I don't know what it is with black people and eating all the extra parts of the pig and everything like that. But I was like, what the fuck? And then, you know, it's stuck to high heaven in the house. And then he puts it in some water and he starts boiling it. And then it started stinking. I mean, it smelled nasty. And I'm standing there, we're having a couple of beers, and he boils this for like an hour and a half or something like that, and it started falling apart and everything. And it started actually smelling good. And he's like, here, try a piece. And he breaks off a little piece, and I ate it. And that smoked ham hock, I tell you what, he mixed some cabbage in with it, and it was just water, ham hock, a little bit of salt, and cabbage. And we added some of our homemade, I gotta tell you about this. We added some of our homemade hot sauce. And let me tell you, man, I am in love, you know. Now I get it. Now I gotta go
okay,
try
well,
some chips.
Question, sorry. Sorry to stop you. Did you let your girl know that you're in love with him?
Her dad?
Yeah.
Her dad's a dilf.
No, that's not a dilf. It's a dad you already fucked, bro.
Oh. You know what? If he cooked for me like that every day, I'd marry him.
The yass. He's a yass, bro. You know what I like, and black people like a lot too. And you know, I don't believe in racism. You know that. So, but different cultural.
No, I'm not.
Foods.
I'm not racist either. I have a color TV.
Yeah. Anyway, cultural stuff like pickled eggs. I love them, dude.
Pickled eggs? That's bar food. That's not black people food. That's bar food.
Every black person I've ever known eats it. And I love them, dude. I fucking love them, dude. The purple pickled eggs, is that what they're called? They're pickled eggs, right? They're when they're purple?
Yeah, well, they're not
or
they're
beets,
not always
pickled
purple.
Beets. And pickled beets, too. Oh, man, this is so good.
No, I'm telling you. I mean, I don't know how many times you sat at a bar or anything like that, but you get drunk as hell. And they got these jars of pickled eggs, pickled, you know, whatever the hell they got, you know. And you know, it's like that looks delicious. I'm hungry. This is the only thing that's open. This, you know, the bar is the only thing open at midnight. So you're like, I'm going to have me some pickled eggs. And I'll be damned, pickled eggs, when you're drunk as hell, taste amazing.
Well, I'll tell you what, anything's amazing when you're drunk. It could be a pickled hooker hymen. And you'd eat that fucker.
You know, that actually reminds me of, Marion says it sounds good now. I hope, you know, I listened to the show and I heard my voice, so I don't know what she's talking about. But
do a twa, do a twa.
Yeah.
Yes.
Twa, ki, twa.
I said do a twa, ki, twa.
Yeah.
I made that up. That doesn't mean shit. I'm just playing around.
I'm French. We surrender.
Are we speaking La France? Marion.
No, the pickled egg thing, that reminds me of
The Ladies Man, the movie The Ladies Man, where he's sitting in the bar with that black dude, and he's like, all right, you think you're cultured and everything, try this. And he's like, there's nothing. And then they keep trying different stuff, like pig's feet and, you know, different stuff. And he's like, And then the dude pulls out this jar of some, you know, this weird stuff. And he's like, here, he goes, oh, no, this is mine. And they were tricking him. And he opens it up. He bites into it. He's like, see, not that bad. And they're like, you just ate human shit. And they're like, why the hell would you put human shit in a jar?
Well, they still in a testicle or some shit. That'd be crazy. Like, oh, yeah, you just ate a human testicle. It was pickled. Yeah, it was actually, I can't think of a gay person right now. Rock Hudson's testicle. There we go.
Hold on a second.
Dude, you opened the door.
Well, you know what I
was you in the closet? Was you in the closet? Is that what I just heard?
I just came out of the closet, bro.
Oh, fuck. The bromance is
now do you want me to come still stay with you when we go ghost hunting?
Yeah, well, you mean when we go psychology or being someone's psychiatrist? Sure.
Pretty much, yeah. So,
I've got a movie review I want to go over real quick. Have you seen Oculus?
Oh, we got someone. Hold on.
Have you
Oculus?
Hey,
you're
Oculus.
On with the Bunker Boys. What's going on?
Someone. Hold on. Oculus.
Hey, you're on
with
the Bunker Boys. What's going on?
Hey?
Please tell me.
Hello?
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 Hello, guys.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on? Who's this?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can
hear
you.
I think you got your radio on or something, or you got the blog talk on, because I can hear you.
No, dude, I'm calling you on the Google phone.
Oh, okay. Hey, Dave, what's up, man?
It's Dave. Sitting here listening to y'all talking about coming out the closet. I thought you was already out, Bob.
Yeah. Dave, you're on a 3-second delay. I'm just going to let you know that, because that's what Google does to you.
And we can hear ourselves talk.
Okay, well, I'll...
We can hear ourselves talk.
Call him from the house phone.
No, I don't think he was on. I can't call him from the house phone. I don't get long distance on the house phone.
All right, we'll call you. Hang up, I'll call you.
Just call me on the house phone.
We're gonna go on the green room real quick, folks, so I can get him the number.
Yeah, I don't even know if we're supposed to sponsor, because there was some stink going on with the sponsor, but I'm gonna go ahead and play it anyways, and we're gonna go in the green room.
In the green room.
Going to New Orleans for the weekend? For vacation? Are you wanting to take a ghost hunting tour but tired of the same old walking tours where you don't even get to go into the locations? And you're not even sure if the history is accurate? Well, call NOLA Ghost Hunting Tours. This team of guys are going to take you into a real haunted location where you're going to get to use the state-of-the-art equipment that ghost hunters use. Be the paranormal investigator. You get to work with an experienced, competent team of investigators and have the real, true paranormal experience. Experience the dark side of New Orleans. Call NOLA Ghost Hunting Tours. They have tours Friday through Monday. Tours start at 7 and at 10 p.m. For more information, call 504-708-3567.
Very boring person. I don't have much to talk about.
Anyway, why ain't y'all covering something important tonight? I mean, I don't consider masturbation that important, to be honest.
It's paranormal. Yeah.
You know what the whole thing is, Dave. And we're back on the air. The reason we're not covering something paranormal, is because we both, Rob and I, have been swamped to our asses. Like we've got swamp ass. We've been busting our butts, advertising, getting the show out, getting guests and everything, and it's tough to do every week.
I completely understand.
And so you know, we decided we're gonna take a break. We didn't do a show last week because I had some personal issues I had to take care of, but we just figured we'd do a show uncensored called Shoot the Shit. And we're
got a stick stuck in a blender.
Well, I just called in because, you know, I thought I hopped on here and I figured, you know, I heard y'all just talking about nothing. So I figured, you know, if you're not just talking about nothing, I can pretty much talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of talking about nothing, okay, I'll tell you something that's nothing. The freaking movie, what is it? Oculus? Retarded. Re-fucking tarded. Anybody seen it?
I'm trying to think whether I've seen it or not.
Okay.
Give me
the premise
plot.
Of the movie is of the mirror. There's this mirror that people just start losing their fucking minds, and it plays tricks on them. It makes them kill themselves or kill each other, or like they'll think they're standing in a room and they're actually standing outside, or they think they're eating an apple and they're eating a light bulb, and then it takes your soul. And after you die, then you're stuck with the mirror. And then it tries to get the next person, and then the next person, and then the next person, like a cursed object. And that's all the damn movie was about, was it just playing tricks on people. And it was just as retarded as hell. I give it a thumbs
kind
down.
Of a cross between the mirror from Warehouse 13 and the mirror from...
the Bloody Mirror. Yeah, kind of, except for it started out with this one female from back in the, they don't know when, they're thinking 1400s. It was made out of an old oak, black oak tree, I guess, one of the trees that no longer exists. And the mirror is older than, and it's made out of, silver, reflective silver in glass. And it's $16,000 for the mirror, but she gets a hold of it because 10 years before that, her and her brother and her whole family got killed off, all but her and her brother. So her brother's in a psychiatric ward. It starts out showing him killing his dad or something like that, and then it shoots forward and her saying, you made me a promise, we're going to kill it. So she gets a hold of this damn mirror, takes it back to the house where this kid's been traumatized, and he's been in a psych ward since he was 10 years old, and now he's 18 and been released. And she sets up all these timers and all this stuff so it can't fuck with their head, and it ends up fucking with their head, and he ends up putting an axe through her and doesn't even damage the mirror, and she's standing right in front of it.
Well, I hope you didn't spoil the movie for anybody.
Fucking stupid movie.
Was the movie made by M. Night Shyamalan?
M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah.
Not that I know of, because if it was one of his, he's slacking.
M. Night Shyamalan is the dumbest. Like, I mean, think about what was that movie where those spores were like making everybody kill themselves? What was that called?
I hope he didn't do that one either. The Strain. The Strain.
No. What was it called? Like, the movie started with people just like killing themselves.
Oh, 30 days and 30 nights, or...
No, dude.
What were they all go savagely insane and just start eating each other?
No, The Happening.
The Happening. I'm sorry.
I think that was one of his.
That was kind of a sleeper.
He was the Village People, the one that made it. Oh, the Village People, isn't that a band? No, the Village something, the kids, all those kids with the white hair. In the Village, he created
that
one.
That was Children of the Corn.
No. There's all these kids that are all have white hair and blue eyes, and they come from this village. No, they come from this village. And M. Night Shyamalan made the movie, and they end up killing it. It's like Children of the Corn. It's like a damn knockoff of Children of the Corn.
I don't know. Y'all was talking about eating pig's feet and stuff, and there's one scene that keeps coming to mind in my head when it comes to movies like that. And that's where that's where Chevy Chase was eating all those pig balls.
Yeah.
In what was it, House or
something? Oh, Rocky Mountain Oysters? I've always wanted to try them.
Yeah, them are mountain oysters. Oh, really? These are good. What are mountain oysters?
Is it really weird? Like, okay, first off, Dave, when you first called in and I listened to my voice on this radio show, it made me realize how nasally and how shitty I sound.
Trust me, you can't sound no worse than I do.
No, dude. You know, your voice...
I got a voice that makes mirrors crack and people run for the hills, so...
Hey, you make people crack and mirrors run for the hills, bro.
Yeah. Let me put... Well, you... I don't know if you've met me yet. Have you, Ryan?
Met you?
Yeah, have you actually met me yet?
No.
Like in person?
Right.
Technically, no,
I've been
met me in person.
See, then you haven't been around me when I've tried to talk to women. See,
my
voice actually scares them away, and they look at me and go, "Oh my God, what is that?" and then start running away.
That's not what scares them away. When they say no, and you say, "I'm gonna fucking kill you, you stupid fucking bitch," and your head spins in circles, that's what scares them away, dude. Scares them away.
You know, I've actually, you know, believe it or not, like I look like an Italian Jew, and
oh God, the Holocaust again. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm 5'6". I'm nothing special, but I can literally, like, I have picked up women in a bar. There was one time where there were three women in the bar, and there were about 20 or 30 guys. About half of them were trying to pick this one girl up. None of them could do it. Actually, she turned around and she said to the one guy who was trying to hit on her, who looked, I swear to God, straight up Asian, like he knew karate, but he swore up and down he was Mexican. And she turns around and she goes, "Will you get the fuck off my nuts and get the fuck away from me?" Now, I turned around to her. I said, I swear I smell WAP. And she goes, yeah, I'm Italian. What's going on? I didn't even buy this girl a drink, and I took her home. I don't remember the night. I was shit-faced. I woke up in the morning and said, "God, what did I do?"
Well,
I'm not
super bad looking. I'm just, I got an aura of something around me that people don't like. I mean,
you believe in auras?
I'm really heavy.
Don't talk about auras on the Debunker Boys.
It's the truth. I carry a negative energy around me. But, you know, I'm not. I look like a heavier than normal Kevin Smith, is what I look like.
You know where the basis of auras started? It was from people having cataracts.
Yeah, well, I mean, there is a magnetic field around our body, but our eyes cannot see it.
And when you walk into a room and everybody goes from happy to hateful, that's an aura.
That's just because you stink.
No. Trust me. It's just I bring a negative field with me.
I've actually been in the room when it's happened, but...
I'm in a halfway decent mood.
When he's pissed off, I mean, you have a tendency, but it's not because you're dispersing energy. It's because how you're coming off on people, and the psyche behind a human being. If you do it to one person, the next person does it to the other. It's a chain of events. It's like mass hysteria. It's the same way.
Well,
you can actually cause people in a room to be
like
in a bad mood
and just go out all at once.
Well, no, I can do it. I can prove it to you. Everybody in the same mood. Everybody in the same mood. Mentalists do it all the time.
I have the same phenomenon going on with me. Like, I can be sitting in a room, And all of a sudden I yawn, and someone across from me starts yawning. I'm like, I just psychically connected with you.
No, that means they have an emotional connection with you.
No, that's called empathy, okay?
No. They've proven
you're tired,
that if you yawn,
tired, which means you're obviously
no,
boring.
They have proven over laboratory tests that if one person yawns,
that
other person yawns, you have an emotional attachment with them.
That means they want to
trust
me.
I bet you, Ryan, me, you, and Bob go out sometime when I can make it up to Columbus, and watch me try to talk to women, and I guarantee you, you'll see what I mean.
What about this? All right, not trying to quote any, Hitch or anything, Will Smith or anything like that, but what if I told you I could actually get a woman interested in you?
Well, I got news for you. Enough money, I can get enough woman interested in me.
No, but you would have to.
We're not talking about Dave. We're not talking about your mother.
Careful. You don't want to mess with dead people.
She passed away, dude. You don't talk about that.
Oh, your mom?
Anyway,
I thought you lived with her.
No. I
think grandma.
Mother's mother.
Check it. What he's saying, Dave, is if you do everything he tells you to do, a girl will be interested in you.
Yeah. Dave, I'm not saying I can get you laid. I can say I can get you get a woman interested in you. And I can actually talk a woman into talking with you. And what you do from that point, if you completely bomb the situation, then
I'm bound to bomb the situation. I'm mean.
Well, if you sit there and think that way, then yes, you are going to bomb the situation. And did you know, believe it or not,
you're going to either get over anxious or going to get bored and say, "Hey, baby, let's just go bang." That's just
all right, Dave.
Anyway.
All right, Dave. Let me tell you this, okay? I'm not a ladies' man, but yet I have, I can't even count how many ladies I've done with. I'm afraid to talk to women. I actually am, because of the psychological thing that I have going on, because of my phobia against rejection. That is my one phobia, people. Okay. I'm not afraid of heights. I'm not afraid of
fucking
spiders. I fucking
reject you.
Anything like that. I actually have a phobia against rejection. And my current girlfriend that I've been with for, 8 months now, I never, believe it or not, I could not talk to her. You know how I first got talking to her? I started emailing her. She sat in the same classroom as me, and I could not talk to her. I had to email her, and then from there, took her on a date and everything like that, and things just kind of...
Well, you're still emailing her? I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I don't have that kind of outlet to either, you know. I don't get around much people. I don't go to feminazi camp and stuff like y'all do.
Feminazi?
But what fuck are you
college,
talking about?
Feminazi camp. College.
No. I was at college, and Dave, I'm telling you with 100% certainty, I can get you to the point where you can talk a woman into getting in. Like, all right, Dave, at the point that
you better be real good with hypnosis.
actually, believe it or not, I actually do hypnosis. I started doing it as a magic trick.
Anyway, let's find another subject here other than Dave's crappy life.
Dave, listen to this, okay? This is a little psychology coming your way, okay? If you think negative thoughts, everything around you is going to be negative.
I don't need no help thinking. I don't need no help with it, stuff being around me being negative. Negative thoughts. It don't need any help from negative thoughts, trust me.
No, Dave. Let's turn it around positive.
Train wrecks happen in my life on a regular basis.
Dave,
I just try to pick up the pieces and do the best I can with what I got.
Dave, train wrecks don't happen in your life, okay? Unfortunate events may happen, but the way you look at them, okay? If one bad thing happens in your day, think about this, okay? There are almost 7 billion people in this world, and you're gonna let a couple of assholes ruin your day?
No, hey man, when the bad thing that happens about your day is you wake up. Come on.
Well, you know, Dave,
I was just far from getting laid, and now I'm awake. What the hell is wrong here? You know? You get up like that, you know it's going to be a bad day. Especially when it's some butthole on the phone, and you're like, in your dream, you're finally ready to port this chick, and then all of a sudden the phone rings. And you just want to take the phone and you rip it out the wall and beat it on the floor for a while.
Are you talking about your penis?
No, the phone.
Oh, because I've done that before. I pulled it out and beat it on the wall.
You had a dream that you was going to get laid in your dream and then you pulled your penis out and beat it on the wall?
Yes.
You're
I actually
doing
did.
Than me, but
I do
you're
about
doing
twice
better
a week.
Than me, and I ain't exactly on the short end.
Where'd you go, Ryan?
What?
Where'd you go?
All right, dude. Let's look at this, okay? Let's look at the positives in your life that's going on right now.
This radio show, that's about it. The fact that I get to get on here and have a few laughs.
Hey, you know, laughing is the best medicine, you know. Comedy is the best medicine, but...
Oh, yeah.
You have a roof over your head, you have a place to sleep, correct?
Most of the time, yeah.
Exactly. So you are better off than probably about 30% of the world right now.
Definitely better than all those poor bastards in West Africa.
You mean the
exactly.
genocide place of the world?
No, I mean the fact that they're talking now that the Ebola is just going to get like 5 million people, man.
Yeah, and 2,000 killed kids or children, little kids, are executed
daily. They're talking that the Ebola virus, if it burns itself out, it's basically going to burn its way through the entire population of two countries before it burns itself out.
You know, do you remember that movie from the Three Ninjas, Kickback or whatever?
Kickback, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was watching that movie, you know, they're trying to help out this Native American population and shit like that. And they cut to the scene where they cut to the scene where they were doing a funeral service over this kid's grave and stuff like that. And this mom was like, "What are we going to do? People keep dying. How many more people got to die before this ends?" And I was just sitting there thinking, I'm like, everyone.
Yeah, everyone. That's right.
You know what? You know, call me whatever you want, but everyone dies. Shocker.
Not me. I'm going to find a real vampire and have him bite my penis.
That's what I'd like to see in a TV series.
You know,
TV series with the last episode, they just named it the episode "We're All Screwed," and just
know,
everybody at the end of the series, everybody dies.
You know, I actually one of my friends was suffering from terminal cancer, and they looked at me and they go, "Well, your life, you know," they were talking about how bad they had it. They're like, "I'm dying." I said, newsflash, you know, call me an asshole or whatever, but I said, newsflash, everyone's dying. It's just at what rate? Some people die faster than other people, but everyone and everything on this earth is dying, including the earth itself, and we are speeding up that rate by our technology, our use of fossil fuels and shit like that. damming the waters and everything.
I don't know about all that. Yeah, I was going to get on your ass here the other day when you was on there the other day about that. Because I think you're going a little off the board there.
Oh,
on the whole carbon thing.
We were talking about carbon.
Yeah, no, Ryan was talking about carbon with one of the guests here about two episodes back.
With,
The Bigfoot guy.
Oh, okay. All right. What were we talking about? I was talking about
carbon footprint and all this.
Yeah. What is your thought on that?
My thought on that is this. Okay, the whole carbon thing that they're pushing, it's a scam. Okay. Otherwise, why would they want you to be paying Al Gore and all them all this money for carbon write-offs?
Carbon, right? What the hell are you talking about, Dave?
Coming back to the force, Dave.
Oh. No, I'm serious.
No, Dave, what I'm talking about is a carbon footprint. It doesn't matter, man.
Carbon is what these plants and trees and shit take in.
No, I understand that, but carbon footprint is just a terminology we use for the damage and the less imprint. That's
there's a difference between carbon and pollution.
Dude, carbon dioxide, Dave, and then there's carbon monoxide. What are you guys talking about?
Both of them can be taken by trees and filtered and dioxide.
Dave, we're talking about carbon.
I'm talking about pollution. Like
carbon footprint.
Pollution. Like
carbon
in footprint the water,
is everything.
In the air.
All right. What I'm talking
about is
everything on Earth leaves a carbon footprint, leaves some sort of receipt that it was there. And the less of a carbon footprint that you leave, the better the Earth is after you. Okay, humans have
There's never been any proof of that.
Yeah, it's called carbon dating.
It's just a terminology we use for what sort of impact we have on the Earth. It's not actually like every time I take a step, I'm not leaving a trail of carbon or anything. You know, I fart and my girlfriend's like, shit, that carbon stinks.
Yeah, but they want to tax you for that fart.
Dude, we need to grab that. That is now a soundbite.
They want to tax you for that fart. They want to charge you a carbon tax.
No, they don't, Dave. I don't know where you're getting this.
Can I clear something up real quick, guys? Carbon dating.
Okay.
We all know that carbon dating is used because the less carbon that it's found.
Why do you think they want to put black boxes in all the cars in California now so that they can charge them by the mile instead of?
Don't even talk about California. Those are a bunch of tree hugging tofu fart areas.
Yes, but they have the best dope in America. I mean, they grow the best dope in America.
All right.
Park, and if you don't get shot, you can grab as much as you want.
by Wikipedia, okay. I'm going off of Wikipedia right now. I'm going to give you the definition of a carbon. Okay, carbon footprint is historically defined as the total sets of greenhouse gas emissions caused by an organization, event, product, or person.
Now look up carbon tax.
Carbon what?
Carbon tax.
Carbon tax. Oh, shit.
Not carbon shit. Carbon tax. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Carbon tax, okay, also by Wikipedia, is a tax levied on the carbon content of fuels. We're talking about two totally separate things, Dave.
Keep reading.
Like keep reading. Okay. Carbon is present in every hydrocarbon fuel. Coal.
Must be in a different part of Wikipedia than I'm looking at. Carbon prices recommend CO2 knowledge of greenhouse gases. It's why the economically native expenditure.
Okay, all right. We're not looking at conspiracy theory. We're looking at
Wikipedia. Free encyclopedia.
Yes.
A carbon
tax is a tax levied on the carbon content of fuels. It is a form of carbon pricing. Carbon is present in every hydrocarbon fuel, coal, petroleum, natural gas, and is released as carbon dioxide when they are burnt. In contrast, non-combustion energy sources, wind, sunlight, hydropower, and nuclear, do not convert hydrocarbons to CO2. CO2 is heat-trapping greenhouse gases. Scientists have theorized the effects on the climate system of releasing greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. Okay? Do you know the reason these greenhouse gases are so high? Is because we have destroyed our Earth by destroying over 50% of the tree population on Earth.
Okay, then answer me this. Why is it when the carbon was higher in the past, right? It's been higher in the past than it is now.
Because of
Using gas and shit back then.
Are you talking about when the volcanoes were all active and they were releasing natural CO2 and
When are you exactly talking about the Industrial Revolution? What Industrial Revolution?
Industrial Revolution. There was high carbon in the atmosphere back then, and
we burned a lot of coal 200 years ago,
and there wasn't, you know.
There was a lot of coal being burnt then that is not being burnt now. A lot.
Okay, how about when it was higher when the dinosaurs were here?
That's because of the volcanic activity.
No, Bob, I'm telling you, it's been higher and lower all through history. Just like now.
Yeah, that's because the environment changes.
The climate and environment has changed all through history. But yeah, Al Gore and them all want you to think that the environment change or the climate changing and stuff is all a result of us burning fuel.
We're speeding up the Earth's recycling process. That's what we're doing. The Earth has recycled itself. These ice ages are, they're a chance for the Earth to recycle itself, the Earth to get itself back to what it was, and to
if the Earth wanted to get rid of us, it would just shake us off like fleas.
The Earth is not a conscious. You're talking like Mother Nature is some conscious being that's like, okay, it's time to do this, and, you know, let's kill off all these fuckers.
That's pretty much how it's worked in the past. What do you think the Black Plagues and stuff were?
There are people being fleas and people being extremely dirty.
And where did the fleas come from? We didn't invent
rats.
The fleas.
Dave, but it did not wipe us out as a civilization.
No, all we had to do was ingest some mold, and we would have lived just fine. Just like Ebola's doing right now. And maybe, if you think about it real hard, maybe that's Mother Nature.
Maybe that's Mother Nature
saying, hey, y'all getting too cocky, I'm going to put you in check.
You're talking like we're talking a mass extinction, like the human population is going to become extinct because of the Ebola virus. I don't see people frantically pillaging and looting because of Ebola.
No, because it's bleeding from every orifice.
You know, I don't see the human populace as a whole collapsing because of the Ebola virus. I see a couple of motherfuckers here and there who are unlucky or lucky in the reverse retrospect.
Well, first off, you ain't seeing nothing because they ain't showing it on NBC and CBS.
Dave, I don't even have television, so I don't watch the news.
But they're already talking about it being airborne.
Okay, let it go airborne.
If it goes airborne,
great. Kill off some of these motherfuckers. The Earth is already overpopulated.
Now, see, that's another thing. I think anybody that believes that, you just need to kill yourself and do the world a favor. In all honesty, all these people complain, well, the Earth's too overpopulated. Well, then kill yourself.
Ugh. All right, well, there goes Dave. I just cut him out. That asshole was getting way too ridiculous. He was. Rob, is he on the?
What did you do? You cut him off.
Yes. I just cut him out. Like that was getting too ridiculous. The Bunker Boys is all about like weird.
Well, this was a bullshit show anyway. It doesn't matter if you guys argue or not.
That guy was getting. He was okay. The swimming pool was so deep, but he was digging through the base. Like he was taking it deeper. And I want to see the relevance behind what he was arguing, and if he can show relevance.
The real truth behind it, though, too, is we're ending the show right now anyway, so.
We are. That was, thanks, Dave, for calling in. You definitely gave us something to talk about and something to argue. Awesome. But this is the Debunker Boys. We're only doing an hour show tonight. You have fun, Rob?
Yep, I'm out of here.
All
right. Yep, we have fun. Next week, right. We will talk about something. We'll debunk something. Sasquatch turds or something, I don't know.
All right, Sasquatch turds. Sounds good. Actually, I'm doing a research project on Sasquatch right now and why he should be labeled an endangered species. So that should be interesting, and I have a lot of college professors that want to read my paper when I'm done with it, which definitely makes me feel better about myself. But
yeah.
All right. Well, have a good night, everyone. Hope you enjoy listening. If you're listening at this point, I'm sorry. All right.
Later.
One, two, three.